This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 186. So today, I'm really excited to be joined by Warren Walborn of Pentwater Group. He joined us previously in episodes 178 and 182. Warren has an illustrious career in business, in academics, in Wall Street even, and entrepreneurial startups and funds. So he's got an incredible background and now finds himself here in the Philippines in the outsourcing space with his consultancy Pentwater Group. So it's a really interesting conversation. We talk more broadly this time. If you want to go and hear his backstory, then go and listen to 178. And but of course, this episode really is interesting and a good standalone episode where we discuss the opportunities in outsourcing for businesses in the West. If you want any of the show notes, if you want to get in touch with Warren, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/186. Enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Warren Walborn again. Hi, Warren. How are you?
Good, Derek. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. And we have had you on board for another, for two episodes previous, actually, which is great. And I encourage everyone to go back and listen to those. But I suppose for those that haven't heard those, do you want to just introduce yourself, Warren, and let the audience know how you found yourself in Mindanao, of all places, down south of the Philippines?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, we love it here in Mindanao. We're near Davao, where the president of the Philippines is from, and so it's everybody here is very excited to have the first president of the Philippines from Mindanao. So it's a vibrant place. It's growing. Somebody said Mindanao is the second largest city. I'm not sure how they measure that because Cebu is pretty large, but it's a wow. Big market. It's a there's lots of BPO people here, companies and employees, and so you know the infrastructure is here. It's very strong. But yeah, my background is econ undergrad from Brigham Young University. Go Cougars! And got a MBA from the University of Chicago, where I was co-founder of a program there, a leadership training program that I was actually able to teach while I was there. It was a pretty cool experience, and they were pretty happy with the way that turned out because it helped Chicago launch in its business school rankings up to the number two spot. It had been pretty low before then, but then did Wall Street, sort of morphed into a venture capital, private equity role, and I had worked with several different private equity funds and actually ran a corporate venture capital fund for one of the largest utilities in the United States. That was a great experience, but when Enron took a dive, they decided they didn't want to try to pursue that anymore because the market was pretty tight. So I got the biggest check of my life to close that group and then ended up starting a couple other companies and ran a medical device company that we sold to a publicly traded company. That was a nice win, and had a energy technology company. And so then when I got to know the sweetest woman of my life, who was from here in the Philippines and came over here to marry her, she convinced me to spend part of the year here, which I gladly do because I love the weather here. We just fell in love with the Philippines, so we're here half of the year in the U.S., half of the year, and so it enables us to be with our customers in the U.S. while we're there, and run the operation, oversee the operation while we're here. It runs itself for the most part, but I've got a good team here and everything. We love the Philippines. It's an amazing place here.
Interesting, yeah, and you've had a stellar corporate and entrepreneurial background and across many different sectors, including Wall Street, and you're now settling on outsourcing. Now, part of it, I assume, is because when in Rome, you kind of do what the Romans do, and outsourcing is such a strong industry here with such strong potential. But we were also talking, you know, before the podcast that it's a strong industry, and I think both of us agree that it has so far to go, and there's so much potential out there for people in the West that just aren't really aware of this thing. And I think we're both enjoying playing in a sandpit where, you know, the waters are rising, everyone is just, you know, it's an industry of high growth and good opportunity. Yeah.
Well, I think you put it well, Derek, when you said that, you know, a lot of people see the benefit of this, but they're just not sure how to take that first step. That's why, you know, you're doing such a great job with Outsource Accelerator. And when people call us, they're like, you know, a lot of times, hey, you know, we've never done this before. Help us, you know, understand how this all works. And we walk them through. It's mind-numbingly simple because we take away from them the 20 or so cost components that are associated with employees. Not all of them. We're not saying, you know, don't have employees. We're just taking away a lot of those cost components and replacing them with, you know, one cost component here, which is a number that can be, you know, in many cases, quite a bit less than, you know, what you'd spend in the U.S. And by the way, those numbers, we didn't talk about this earlier. On the extreme side, we've calculated that in some markets, an employee can cost $75 an hour when you include everything, you know, office space and computer equipment and IT support and all of that. And, you know, we do all of that for, you know, starting at around $6 an hour. So it's a staggering difference. The number that most people use is they say that on average, outsourcing costs from a 60% savings to an 80% savings. So somewhere between, you know, whatever the ratio is there. If it's an 80% savings, you're like looking at one-fifth of the cost. You know, here in outsourcing, you know, those services, and that's something that, you know, a lot of the private equity guys that have invested in outsourcing, you know, have been able to prove out. By the way, I should mention this. Didn't mention it earlier, but private equity has identified this as a major upcoming industry. Right. And so there are a lot of private equity funds have invested in outsourcing companies, BPO companies, companies that do what we do. Mm-hmm. It is. It's really, and I take note at those because the private equity guys are very smart. They're at the forefront of every industry. They always know what's going on, and you know where those mega trends are happening. Mm-hmm. So this is truly when the private equity guys identify it, Derek. It's a mega trend.
And it's kind of a boom. I think kind of people that weren't previously going to get into outsourcing will get into it because there's a lot of money in it now, yeah. And also multiples then increase, and it's kind of happy days, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
But I mean, it is a strange industry. Like I do look at the industry and I think it is really exciting and huge growth prospects ahead. But I also see... I do see the sort of the market maturing. There's an increase in suppliers, which then inevitably means as markets mature, you have compression of margins. You have, you know, kind of everything being stripped down to bare bones. You have kind of price wars as suppliers try and outcompete. Are you seeing these things within the market? And what kind of scares me about outsourcing is, you know, if VCs jump in, you know, I hope they're not kind of hoping for or expecting kind of tech or IT kind of multiples, because it is fundamentally a kind of a human business, isn't it? You know, you're dealing with pretty sticky overhead structures and fixed costs. And, you know, I mean, that's a fairly broad question, but do you see what I mean? It's kind of an interesting, it's an industry that I think is going through a boom. But there's a lot of competition coming into the industry, and ultimately it's still very much an industry based on humans, isn't it? And people and, you know, sentient beings.
It is, and let me, maybe I misspoke earlier. There's a difference between VC and private equity. VC are those guys that are looking for, you know, the next piece of software that's, you know, gonna, right, you know, grow at, you know, ridiculous percentages. The private equity guys, they're looking to invest big dollars and get, you know, good returns. They're not looking for 100%, you know, type deals. They're looking to just, they want to beat the stock market. And yeah, they might take some higher risks and expect higher returns for that, but they're not looking for, you know, 50% type returns. So, you know, if they can invest in a in an industry that's growing, that's got good margins, that's providing an unbelievably good product and service to a huge market. I mean, you identified that there's 35 million, you know, companies out there that are going to be embracing outsourcing in the near future. Yeah. That's a big market, and that's worthwhile. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We're not talking about, you know, super high multiples. We're not talking about a piece of you know, some new technology that's going to, you know, it's patented, that's going to take the world by storm. It is a human industry. And it all relates to, you know, how well we provide our services, but there's so much need. There's no proprietary, you know, nature to, you know, providing an employee over here. There are some things that make some of us better than others, and I'll get into that. But it's mostly about the opportunity to provide, you know, such a great service that's truly needed.
Yeah. It is. I mean, when you sort of present it like that, and yeah, I mean, I kind of mistook that in terms of the VC and private equity, but it really is a no-brainer when, you know, there is this service called a BPO or outsourcing or whatever, and it's really an arbitrage offering a $75 salary for $6. You know, there's just unbridled potential there, isn't it? If it is properly disseminated into the, you know, the corporate world, that really is a boom industry, isn't it? And if private equity is clicking onto that, and as you say, then the only sort of limitation there is that it's not proprietary, so you're going to get competitors springing up offering the same thing. But there's really, you know, the fundamentals of basically offering, you know, and in that sense, you don't even need to offer a good service. If you just offer like for like, and you're able to kind of supply someone for a 70% discount, it's the pricing alone that justifies this whole industry, isn't it?
Well, if, you know, if people want to do that, then you're going to start getting price compression. That's not necessarily what I think is going to be happening a whole lot between now and, well, let's say, you know, at least the foreseeable future, and I can see out the next 5 to 7 years, which is really kind of the investment time horizon for a lot of these private equity guys. Mind you, they're very smart. They make very wise decisions, very well-educated decisions. And one of the things that they've all gotten past are some of these silly fears that certain people have about outsourcing, which is, well, you know, they don't speak English. That's not true in the Philippines, because English is the national language here. Okay, if you're going to set up a BPO company in Vietnam or China or something like that, or India, you might have an accent that you're going to deal with, but that's not the case here. My agents are unbelievably good with English, and people, you know, they feel very confident talking with them. There's other concerns that people have. Well, you know, I'm not sure I want to send my money over to the, you know, over to the Philippines. No problem. Our company's based in the U.S. You know, and so payments, everything takes place from a U.S. bank to a U.S. bank. Other concerns that people have include, you know, quality control. Hey, no problem. You can listen to literally every single phone call that any of your agents takes, because they're all recorded and saved. You know, we literally have every concern addressed that somebody might have about this. So there's really no reason not to do it when you have a particular task that is, you know, easily outsourced. Things that can be done over the phone, over the internet. If you talk about having a person that's going to, you know, greet your guest at the front door, obviously you're not going to outsource that. But there's so much more that companies can take advantage of. And I mentioned earlier that there's these tasks that just aren't getting done. I remember this as a CEO of a couple of my companies thinking, man, if I only had more resources, I'd do this, I'd do this, I'd do this. And who among the CEOs of these companies out there don't have all sorts of tasks that they wish they could do, but they don't have quite enough priority to justify the cost, that whether it's $50 an hour, $30 an hour, or $75 an hour, just doesn't quite justify. But it's $6 an hour, or 8, or 10, or 12, you know, it's a much different game. And then you provide that value to your customer, that enables those companies to dominate their market.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff, isn't it? And you know, the real gem of outsourcing is not that you can get your bookkeeping done for cheaper, and it's not about replacing your roles for cheaper. It's about getting those jobs you've always wanted to get done, and it's about entering new markets, and it's about finding new activities to do that can give you the competitive advantage. And all of these things are kind of accessible, aren't they? Because the incremental cost is not so great as having to hire another person at $150,000 a year in the US. You know, it just costs you less to test. It costs you less to venture. So it reduces risk. So, you know, it's super exciting in that regard, isn't it?
Yeah,
essentially kind of driving business forward. It's not just about saving costs.
Let me give you an example that's just kind of a fun example. We have a client. They wanted to outsource their bookkeeping. We said, okay, we have an accountant. It charges the client $400 a month, does all of their bookkeeping, and it's all remote because it's all on QuickBooks online, and you know, the bank accounts all sync up together, and you know, the bookkeeper doesn't have access to any passwords or bank accounts or anything like that. Just the information syncs, so there's no risk of them having any theft or anything like that. And you know, so compare $400 a month to the cost of a bookkeeper. Now, I don't want to put bookkeeping industry out of business in the United States. I want them to focus on more important things.
Yeah.
What is it going to take to grow this business? And so that's our main objective. You know, one of the things that's clearly well stated in our website is that outsourcing doesn't put U.S. jobs aside. It lets people who have careers in the U.S. have more exciting careers, because they don't have to worry about mundane tasks. They don't have to worry about data entry. They don't have to worry about handling, you know, just the mundane details of certain businesses that can be outsourced. They're able to focus on the exciting things and the growth and making their companies great.
Yeah, it enables the company to climb the value ladder, doesn't it, and concentrate on the kind of higher value, higher quality, leadership and directional and all those tasks, as opposed to kind of getting stuck doing your bookkeeping at the end of the day.
Right.
Crazy, huh? Yeah. Thanks so much, Warren. If people want to get in touch with you, if they want to carry on the conversation, and you know, I really encourage anyone and everyone out there to at least consider outsourcing. So if they want to get in touch with you and chat to you about it, how can they do that?
Warren at pentwatergroup.com, or just pentwatergroup.com is the website.
Fantastic. And we'll have all of that on our in the show notes. Thank you so much, Warren.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay, that was Warren Walborn of Pentwater Group. If you want to get in touch with Warren or know any more about anything in this episode, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/186. And as always, if you want to email us, then just send us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.